Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Pádraic Lodge is here now. Good morning, Pádraic.
Good morning to you, Keane. We'll start off with soccer news this morning. And John O'Shea says he's no idea whether he'll be given the Republic of Ireland manager's job on a full-time basis. The role has been vacant since Stephen Kenny left last November, and O'Shea remains in interim charge for the upcoming friendlies at home to Hungary and away to Portugal. Brighton's Evan Ferguson is ruled out by an ankle injury, and Luton's Chidozie Obene misses both games for family reasons. There are returns to the squad for Liam Scales, Troy Parrott and Enda Stevens. Leicester City striker Tom Cannon has been given his first senior call-up. He has one under 21 cap, but has been weighing up whether to play for the Republic of Ireland or England at senior level. And at a news conference yesterday, our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue asked John O'Shea about his inclusion.
Yeah, I spoke to Tom a couple of times. Obviously tried to get him in for the March window if possible, because obviously I've seen Tom in the under 21s and I know kind of what talent he is, what type of striker he is, and managed to speak to him, and I just said, look, just take your time with it. I spoke to him and his agent as well, and just to kind of say, look, take your time, and when you're ready, just get back in touch with me. And thankfully they did. They got back in touch, and we were able to obviously have another conversation. He was with his family when I spoke to him, so they were very happy and very proud to be obviously committing to the Republic of Ireland.
And is that commitment locked in, do you believe? Because we've had players before, I don't need to go through with you.
I can only take a person at the conversation we had, and he's looking forward and excited to come in for these two games, and let's see. I'm sure it will be the case that he will be committed.
That's John O'Shea. The AAK Arena in Athens is the venue for tonight's final of the Europa Conference League. The clash of Olympiacos and Fiorentina kicks off at 8 o'clock. Ciara McGeehan continued her fine start to the season by winning the women's 1500 metres at last night's Golden Spike meeting in Ostrava. In her first competitive outing over the distance this season, the Portaferry athlete finished strongly to come home 0.14 seconds ahead of her Ireland teammate Sarah Healy. Leinster back row Reece Ruddock will retire from rugby at the end of the season. The 33-year-old has played over 200 times for the province. He's 3 Champions Cup medals and was on 6 league winning teams. Mixed injury news for Munster ahead of Saturday's URC meeting with Ulster at Thomond Park, with Anton Frisch a doubt. The centre is awaiting the results of a scan and a leg injury. Peter O'Mahony, Joey Carberry and John Hodnett have all returned to training this week and appear to be on track for Saturday's game. World number 1 Novak Djokovic began his French Open title defence with a 6-4-7-6-6-4 victory over French wildcard Pierre Hébert. The Serb, who's chasing a record-extending 25th Grand Slam title, will face Spain's Roberto Baena in the second round. Belfast boxer Aidan Walsh is 2 wins away from securing Olympic qualification after the Tokyo bronze medalist advanced in the qualifying tournament in Bangkok. Ashburn bantamweight Jennifer Lehan won her opening bout, while Galway super heavyweight Martin McDonagh begins his campaign today. The Ladies Gaelic Football Association has unveiled plans for a day of celebration in Thurles on Thursday the 18th of July. The event will mark the 50th anniversary of the founding of the LGFA in the town in 1974. This year's All-Ireland semi-finals will be held as a doubleheader at Glenisk O'Connor Park in Tullamore. And finally, in racing, Aidan O'Brien has confirmed that City of Troy, Los Angeles and Outsider Euphoric are his 3 intended runners in Saturday's Epsom Derby. The Ballydoyle trainer is looking to add to his record haul of 9 wins in the race.